Hare Krishna. Here I am with first volume of Navarajamahima in my hand. And very, very beautiful, very exciting. I hope that the video that Manorama Prabhu made last night is up and gives you all sort of a picture of the book itself. Otherwise, I'll add some additional pictures of what it actually looks like. Yesterday we had a production meeting, and Manoram and Sundarupana Krishna Prabhus came out, and we had to make one final decision, and that was that the color beneath the writing on the spine, what color was that be? Sort of a darker salmon color or a lighter salmon, and we settled for the darker. Otherwise, the gold blocking, beautiful. The binding, the binder cover is beautiful. The paper is very, very nice, and the antiquing on it is also really wonderful. Pictures are wonderful. This volume is 710 pages, volume 1. And now that we've made that decision, then the blocker, the gold blocker master, can do his work, and next Thursday we'll have all first two volumes of the 700 copies of the English version of Navarajamahima in stock, but it's not going to be distributed because, as I've mentioned before, only the full book, when all eight volumes, along with the map book, which is also something that we had quite a long meeting last night. We finished around 8:30. Is completed, and then there will be a very, very nice special designer box, which devotees will get, and then I'll be able to actually start delivering the books to devotees, because my plan is to personally do that, to devotees who have ordered Navarajamahima. And humble request is that on this website, of course, you can see that there's a place where to order. Devotees who have not yet done so and are interested in doing so, I hope you won't be dissatisfied. And I'm going to read a part from the book. It's the last thing in the book, which is a invitation letter, and it also relates to Radha Shyamasundar. And the letter is really sort of self-explanatory, but I was in it. I remind the reader of the opportunities for serving Radha Sham, particularly by taking responsibility for Seva Puja or daily service to their lordships. Anyway, let me read the letter, and then that sort of speaks for itself. You are cordially invited, dear leader. I hope that after reading this volume of Navarajamahima, you've not only been enriched by the pastimes of Lord Krishna, but that you are inquisitive to see new Vajradham, the epitome of his eternal abode. Radha Shyamasundar's home is open year-round to guests for a day visit to see their lordships and major pastime places, or for a month-long pilgrimage to perform parikrama of the Dham and dive deeply into the service of Radha Shyamasundar. There are a number of guest houses in both New Brajadam and adjoining Somali Vamush that offer a variety of accommodations according to the preference and budget of the pilgrim. In addition, the residents of New Brajadam are eager to introduce pilgrims to the Radisham experience and to encourage guests to taste for themselves through chanting, hearing, and serving the Dham, the medals of devotional service as they manifest in this part of the world through the grace of Srila Prabhupada and the Divine Couple. Part of the vision of the Hungarian Yatra is to beautify New Brajadam with a grand temple for Radisham Sundar, with pavilions, kundas, ghats, gardens, and markets for pastime places. In this way, the Dham will one day fully reflect the glory of Bhuma Vrindavan with the purpose of inspiring residents and pilgrims to return to Goloka. As in the case of Bhuma Vrindavan, the development of New Brajadam can be financially realized not only by the local residents, who live simply for the from the produce of the land, but by donors around the world who are touched by the magic of Radisham and their abode. That is how New Brajadam has managed to develop to date. Yet, as all readers of this book will know, the development of New Brajadam is dependent on meticulous service to Radisham. And so, the first and foremost project in further development is to ensure the perpetual maintenance of the deities, their worship, ornamentation, dressing, and the servants, the pujaris. When the lordships are suitably served, then the rest of the Dham will flourish in all ways. This is what Srila Prabhupada did by personally establishing the Mayapur Vrindavan Trust in order to ensure the perpetual worship of the deities he installed in those holy places. We have also established the Radisham Seva Puja Fund in order to have stable maintenance of the deities' worship that is independent of New Brajadam's day-to-day income or even the economic climate of Hungary or the world. At present, hundreds of people contribute towards the daily service of the deities, either in monthly installments or in a single donation, and thus enjoy a connection with Radisham and the benefits of their blessings. Yet we have far to go to fully maintain their lordships. Therefore, readers who are also desirous of maintaining such a service connection with Radisham may also sponsor one or more daily Seva Puja by writing the head pujari at Fir Pujari at Krishna Virg Home School. You can see the actual spelling of this on the subtitle of the podcast. And those people who also want to support the further development projects of New Brajadam, like the construction of a new temple, may contact either me directly or the leaders of the Yatra at project@krishna.hu. Some readers may wonder why I have included such a commercially oriented letter in a classical text exclusively devoted to spiritual topics. My answer is that I would be remiss in my service to New Brajadam and to those most interested in Radisham, you, my dear leader, if I were not to speak of the opportunities for participating and serving the lordships and their abode. I have personally tested the extraordinary benefits of such service. How, after glorifying such service in these pages, could I not inform you of such opportunities? I would be guilty of miserliness, and the purpose of this book would not have been fully realized. The congregational glorification of Radisham Sankirtana. King Vajra first developed Bhuma Vrindavan with the support of Parikshit Maharaja's empire, meaning the whole world. The Goswamis again redeveloped the Dham with the help of sympathetic kings and merchants from across India, and Srila Prabhupada constructed his three major centers in India, the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, Sri Mayapur Chandadoya Mandir in Mayapur, and Sri Sri Radharasa Vihari, Hare Krishna Land in Mumbai, with financial support from his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Thus, with this letter, I'm also trying to humbly follow in the footsteps of my predecessors for the service of my worshipable deities. Krishnadaskar Raj Goswami answered the question of how one can decide on a worshipable deity without understanding through logic and argument by saying, if you are indeed interested in logic and argument, kindly apply to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. In the same way, in answer to the question of how I can solicit financial support of the new Vajradam in his book, my reply is, if you're indeed interested in service to Radha Shyama Sundar, kindly participate in the Seva Puja and in developing their abode, and you will find the personal results to be strikingly wonderful. In short, I cannot resist offering you the nectar, the taste of which allays all doubts and answers all questions. Thank you. Yours in the eternal service of Srila Prabhupada's Radha Shyama, Srila Ram Swami. So in short, this podcast ended up being concludes as a request to devotees who internationally like to participate in the support of Radha Shyama Sundar's service for now and